In 2 hours, U.S. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, is scheduled to be sentenced in federal court for lying to the FBI. AP's Mike Hempen has a report.
Flynn's lawyers have suggested that investigators discouraged him from having an attorney present during a January 2017 FBI interview. And they say investigators never told Flynn it was a crime to lie. Prosecutors say Flynn should not have to be warned that lying to FBI agents is a crime. Last night, they filed a redacted copy of the notes from Flynn's interview that largely bolster their case. However, prosecutors with special counsel Robert Mueller's office have praised Flynn's cooperation and have recommended against prison time. Mike Hemp in Washington.
There is little public sign of progress in resolving the stalemate over U.S. government spending, which could bring a partial shutdown of federal agencies at midnight on Friday. At the center of the dispute is President Trump's insistence that Congress approve $5 billion in spending for his proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats and some Republicans oppose that plan, and Democratic leaders have offered $1.3 billion in other border security funding. And so the impasse continues. Japan has released its 5-year plan to boost defense spending to counter potential threats from China and North Korea. Estimated cost, $242 billion. Under guidelines approved today by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's cabinet, Japan's self-defense forces will purchase, among other things, more than 36 U.S.-built stealth fighter jets and 2 U.S.-made land-based Aegis missile defense systems. Units specializing in cyberspace and electronic warfare threats are also in the plan. For news anytime, you can log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Reports that Russia was more deeply involved in U.S. election meddling than previously thought has gotten Moscow's attention. We have a report from AP's Charles Ledesma.
The Kremlin has kicked out as baseless claims of a political disinformation campaign on social media. Reports released by the Senate Intelligence Committee on Monday suggested Moscow's efforts to help Donald Trump in his 2016 presidential bid through social media were more far-reaching than originally thought. But Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, rejects the claims, saying the committee has sought to shift blame for the social tensions in the U.S. to Russia without offering proof. He's reaffirmed a strong denial of any meddling in U.S. politics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wall Street is once again picking up the pieces from crushing losses as the S&P 500 has fallen to a 14-month low. The benchmark Dow Jones lost 500 points, 2%, on Monday. Among the worries troubling investors, U.S. central bank policymakers meet this week for the last time this year amid concerns they will raise a key interest rate. Russia has reportedly deployed more than 10 warplanes to Crimea after Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov claimed that Ukraine planned a provocation before year's end. The special U.S. envoy on Ukraine, Kurt Volker, has dismissed Moscow's warning as the Kremlin's way of diverting attention from its own aggression.
Russia, as we know, it is claimed to control now the entire Kerch Strait. It is controlling access in and out. It is restricting the freedom of movement of vessels beyond what's necessary just for the safe passage, and that has then attacked these Ukrainian Navy ships. So I think that's what Russia is up to, and so as a deflection, they refer to, Ukraine is planning attacks or Ukraine is provoking.
Tensions between Kyiv and Moscow heightened last month after Russia seized 3 Ukrainian vessels in the Sea of Azov and captured 24 Ukrainian crewmen. Serbia and Kosovo clashed Monday over the decision by Kosovo's parliament to create a standing army. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić said that would violate a 1999 UN resolution.
And I have to say that I'm very much worried, very much concerned, and a bit even afraid of the future and for the future, not only of my people, of our country, Serbia, but of an entire region.
Kosovar President Hazim Thaci said Kosovo is a sovereign state and has a right to form its own army. Kosovo is a breakaway province of Serbia that Belgrade refuses to recognize. The U.S. has voiced support for Bosnia's bid to join NATO despite Bosnian Serb calls for the Balkan country to remain neutral. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State John Sullivan made the recommendation after meeting with the country's 3-person inter-ethnic presidency. Gene Randall, VOA News.